Welcome back to the Ozdell Foss Podcast. Welcome, welcome. Today we're just going to be talking about random stuff as usual, things that I'm interested in. You know, I invested in Nintendo recently, and the reason why I did that is because I want to get in tune with the, you know, Japanese stock market. So historically, I don't know if you guys know this, but historically, Japan stocks haven't been really doing good historically in the last decade, I think, or however many years. But recently, they crossed by some laws that, you know, make them more appealing. You know, when I say laws, I mean like, you know, investor laws and stuff. And even Warren Buffett is getting into Japan stocks. I believe he bought one, and yeah, so that's pretty cool. By the way, if you guys hear buzzing, it is my UFC 4 thing. I love this game, but I bought Nintendo stock. The reason why I did is because, one, it's a legendary company, and two, I'm gonna be proud to own it because, you know, they're the goat of gaming, I believe. You know, their games are unique, their games are different, and supposedly they're supposed to come out with a new console soon, or have one in the works. Well, I'm knocking this guy out. Ah, damn it. But yeah. Alright, what else do I need to talk about? I already talked about Andrew Tate getting out of jail. What else should I talk about? Oh yeah, I also invested in EDR stock. If you guys don't know the ticker symbol EDR, it is the company Endeavor. If you guys don't know what Endeavor is the company that is going to be merging the UFC with the WWE in a, like, $9 million deal, I think. Or $9 billion, my apologies. I recently got... I love the UFC, guys. It's my favorite sports. And I also, before I got into the UFC, I actually... I watched WWE before then. I got into the UFC around, like, age 15 or something. And the reason why I did get in the UFC is because Brock Lesnar, you know, he was a WWE wrestler, and I found out he was, you know, doing one fight in UFC, and I wanted to see him fight in MMA because I loved him and stuff, you know. What was I gonna say? Yeah, so that's why the reason I started watching it. And then I was like, wow, this isn't fake and it's real and stuff, you know? So that's why I started watching it. Yeah. By the way, the mango tea from Taco Bell is so dank. Hold up, I'm opening something. What should I talk about? Sorry if I don't have much to talk about, guys. I'm trying to think of something else. I collect. I have a bunch of friends that are collectors, and I have, because of them, I've become a collector myself, sort of, and I recently got a UFC card that is extremely rare, and the guy's a legend, and it is the announcer Bruce Buffer. You know, that guy's a legend. He's in every, you know, he announces every big fight, and it's a 16 out of 20 auto card and stuff, and yeah, I'm really happy to have it. Super, super, duper, duper happy. I super happy. We are the champions, my friends. And we keep on fighting to the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. That's funny to me. Ooh, body shot. I'm playing the UFC game and I'm using Yair Rodriguez and I'm facing Alexander Volkanovski. If you guys don't know, Yair Rodriguez is about to fight for the belt. So, you know, him versus Volkanovski is going to be an interesting fight. Honestly, I think Yair Rodriguez wins. I think he's too fast for Volk. You know, he's so slick with his kicks and everything. And Volk looks fucking good in his last fight. You know, he was facing, Islam Makhachev, and he almost took Islam down, which is absolutely crazy. That Russian wrestling is no joke. And, you know, for Alex to, you know, like, take almost take him down, basically disrespecting Russian wrestling is crazy, you know? It's like, oh shit. Dude, Alex beat his ass, you know? I feel like he should have won that fight slightly and stuff. Because, you know, he had the better moments, I believe. I mean, Islam did have those, you know, that one punch that rocked Alex. But other than that, that's pretty much it. He did get him down a couple times. I don't really care. You know, it was even crazier is he was in Australia too, so you would think that judges would score him right. You know? Ooh, nice kick. Ooh. Oh, I just got dropped. Ooh. Oh, fuck. He's not here. Ooh, you know, there's new takedown animations in UFC 4. And they're fucking sick. Oh, dude, I almost knocked Volkanovski out. Almost knocked him out. You know what I hate is when girls think you're too good for them. I mean, not think you're too good for them, I mean, they think they're too good for you. Meaning, she thinks that she's worthier of, you know, a better person and whatnot. And I hate that shit. And those people deserve pain. Not physical pain, obviously, but, you know, yeah. They deserve to be put in their place, you know? Because how egotistical do you have to be to think you're too good for someone, you know? I hate girls who are like, you know, super confident and shit. You know, I don't know, they just, you know, come off as like, what's the word? Bitches. And I just, yeah, I don't like that. I've met a lot of girls with a bitchy attitude. and I really don't like it. This dude, this one girl is like such a bitchy attitude. Yeah. Oh. That's it. Who's going down? Trying to get the right timing with this kick. You know, I was thinking of doing live streams. I don't know if that would be better. I don't really like the way I look. Ooh. I just knocked Volkanovski down. Oh. Oh my gosh, I just knocked him down. Ending. Boom. Boom. Volkanovski out cold. Oh, nice. Beautiful head kick by him. That was beautiful. I just got to, I'm getting my ass whooped right now. Come on. Oh no. Just a bit of reversal. Ooh. Oh, I just got him out clean. Oh my goodness. That's it. He has one arm. This is gonna be it. He's done. All right, guys, I'm done here. See ya.